This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load 'em up, boys.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we do, coming down on the beautiful surface of Planet Rick, where waiting for us is the custodial agent that keeps it so pristine, that being firearms instructor Rick Ector. How do you do, sir?
Hey, man, I am great today. How about yourself? How are you?
I'm actually feeling almost semi-normal. And I've actually got to the point now to where sometimes I can laugh and I don't go into a coughing conniption fit.
Okay, well, that's good news. That is most certainly good news. Glad
forward motion, yeah.
Yeah, man, because, you know, I really don't like it when you're not feeling too hot, man.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
I'm concerned, you know, but now that I know all is getting better with you, you know, I can, you know, ease back a little bit and not worry so much all the way here in Metro Detroit, man. But let you know, I had an opportunity to do something last night that I had not done in a few months, man, and I was I guess the word is nervous, but it wasn't really nervous. I just hadn't done it in a while, man, and, you know, in light of everything that's been going on, you know, it's certainly understandable why I haven't done it in a while. Well, what did you do, right? You're probably wondering, huh?
Were you on TV?
No, I wasn't on TV.
Okay.
I imagine I'll probably, you know, in the coming days, weeks, certainly within at least a few months leading up to the big event I have planned, I'll probably be on a couple of times. But I had something I think was even more challenging or scary for a wide variety of people, man. If you think being on television, you know, whether it's live or tape, is frightening, man, what form of communication is more terrifying than appearing on television?
Public speaking?
Yeah, man. Public speaking. That's probably the number one fear, hands down, that most people actually have. It outstrips death and dying and coming down with some affliction that jeopardizes your health, man. I engaged in the art of public speaking last night, and I'll tell you, it had been a while, man, and, you know, I wasn't nervous. I mean, I've done a lot of it over the years, but I hadn't done much of it lately, and, you know, you prepare, and you make sure that you know what you want to talk about, and you rehearse it as best you can, and you see what happens, man. And it was great. Everything went off without a hitch, you know, and I always love it when I get the nervous, hairy event planner that had an event scheduled, and I guess for whatever reason, the person they had scheduled to do it backed out kind of like at the last minute, and they're running around looking for someone, man. Those guys are the best. So they are, man. Because, I mean, their expectations are so low, right? They just want somebody there to walk on the stage and grab the microphone and talk. But, yeah, man, it was a lot of fun. I had a great time doing it. They were overjoyed at me being there and there to talk with the people. You know, it was just great, man. And, you know, any concerns I had about being rusty were, you know, quickly put to rest. I'll tell you, nothing is more exciting than the thrill of a live audience, right?
Right.
But I'll tell
nothing.
You, I'll tell you, what's always interesting, though, is that, you know, you do your presentation and you hit your highs and you vary your pitch and speed and all that other stuff to keep people engaged, right? Last thing you want to do is look up and see a bunch of people yawning, right? So the Q&A part is always the most interesting part of the presentation, because you actually, even though you know the organization that's doing, and by the way, it was the Greater Oakland Republican Club that sponsored it, and they wanted, you know, me to come in and talk. But if you're going to ask me to talk, you know I'm going to be talking about guns and gun rights, and I'm going to be railing against anti-gun sentiments and all that other stuff. But, yeah, man, I went in and had a blast, had a good time. And the Q&A, right? You never know what you're going to get during Q&A, because there's probably somebody that was dragged there, right? And this is their opportunity to steal some thunder, right? You ever do some speaking and you come across, you know, someone who is of the, you know, opposite point of view on things?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And so, you know, I had to practice the gentle art of handling a hostile interviewer in public, answer the question, and give my take on his sentiment, and not turn off people, you know, by the way I handled it. You know, if you get someone who came there for some other reason, like to be a disruption, you know, the way you handle a disruption can turn other people off at, you know, how you handled it. So, actually, I thought I handled it pretty good, you know. But, yeah, as a matter of fact, even after the whole presentation was over, this person came over and wanted to chat me up for itself. So even though, you know, we disagree about guns and stuff, they enjoy being there. You know, why is it that the troublemakers always want to sit in the front row?
I don't know. That's an awful good question, but I mean, I guess it's so that they can be heard more clear by you and engage you without necessarily having a mic in front of their face or something. I don't know.
Right.
You're a better man than me, though. You're a better man than me. I tend to do unto others.
You know, yeah, I get that. I get it. And you know what? I have been making a concerted effort that I'm trying to be on my best behavior, because I don't want my true emotions and feelings and things to betray me, because I am in the spirit of being positive, because I'm promoting a huge event and I don't want to be a distraction to my own, you know, event that I have coming up at Thing Where I Stand, like 4,000 women out in 2 days. But, yeah, man, I'm still basking in the glow. I just did this thing last night, and on the heels of doing that, I was like, you know what? Why don't we talk about, for the topic today, man, why don't we talk about live events, public speaking at live events? You know, one, you know, why you might want to engage in such a thing, how to be invited to do these live events, and how to do it well. That's what I was thinking about today.
So you want to discuss some things that can be taught and some things that cannot be taught. That's what you want to do. I'm good with it.
Some things that can't be taught.
I'll tell you about that when we get back.
Things that can't be taught. Okay.
I'll explain when we get back. Talking, we're on Planet Rick with Rick Hector. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's additive enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. We're on Planet Rick with Rick Hector, and we're going to talk about being an advocate and public speaking and stuff like that. And before we left, I had said something about things that can be taught and those that cannot be taught.
Yeah, I'm curious, because you know what? When we're all born, man, we're like clean slate, right?
We have
no programming whatsoever. So whatever we become is what we learn, either ostensibly or by default, or what you kind of, your life, the result of your experiences, whether they're positive or negative. So what is it that you think that cannot be taught?
You cannot be taught how to be at ease with yourself enough to get out there and engage an audience and look out amongst them and not panic. That cannot be taught. You either have that or you don't have it. If you don't have it, you may be able to, over time, get past it, and that means there's going to be a bunch of cringeworthy public speaking engagements as you try to master this. But then there's people like you who get out there, and, you know, you're making things like making eye contact and talking in a conversational tone and developing your own style and just being yourself out there, not just reading or barking at people. That's not that's something that's very much, it's very much a unique factor of you.
I don't know if it's unique, man, because here's the one thing that I always would advocate that someone do. Always speak from a body of knowledge in which you know cold, right? Some stuff that you can talk about and know without reservation what points you want to make, typical counterpoints that people generally make, and be well-rounded in the subject matter for what you're known for.
Yeah.
Now, there's a whole lot of topics that are out there, and if someone said, hey, come speak to our group about, you know, some other topic, whether it's immigration or whether it's, the government budget, you know, things that I'm not very well versed in, right? So I wouldn't be able to really draw from, you know, my experiences only to the extent that I did research and made sure that I had my facts straight and cross-referenced it with talking points against what I was going to say, right?
See, what you're describing, this recognition that this is beyond your area of expertise, yeah, is all part of what makes you unique. Because some people will get out there and get invited to come and speak in front of something, and they'll have no idea what the topic is about, but they'll say yes because they think they're expected to say yes. They're not expected to get out there and say, well, you know, I'm not really qualified to do that. Most people don't have that, and I don't know that I would call that presence of mind or maybe just that intellectual honesty to get out there and say, hey, you know, this is what I specialize in. You want me to talk to you about this? I can bring it to you, and I can bring it to you, and you're going to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. All fact-based. I don't have to sugarcoat it or nothing.
You know what I think the most powerful presentations are, man? The most powerful presentations are when you can relate the subject matter to your own personal story. Like,
yeah,
where you were when you started this journey, and the trials and tribulations you had along the way, and the people you met, and what you learned, and then at some point in time, there's this critical moment where everything that you've learned is brought to bear to confront this major challenge that you have. And then whether you prevail at that point or whether you feel that you realized you needed to grow some more to do, you know, your ability to communicate justice, well, at least you have like a report card. You say, okay, well, that didn't go as well as I thought. Next time when it happens, I'll have a way to do it. Right? You see, you learn things along the way, man. Like, let me tell you, how to handle a heckler, right? You know, that right there is priceless. If you don't know how to handle someone who is trying to derail your presentation, or, you know, for some reason they don't have the spine to go up in front of a group and speak themselves, but want to sit in the back from the comfort of their own seat and, you know, yell out criticisms and insults, you know, that's easy, man. But getting up there in front of the room with or without a microphone and just laying your thought process out to the people in the audience, man, that is very thrilling and exciting. And I'll tell you, for me personally, there's one section of the presentation I find most rewarding. I'm going to allow you to guess. What part of the whole being at an event and speaking and all the way until you go back to your seat to help yourself with refreshments is like the most thrilling part of the experience?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. If I feel like I've got everybody's attention, and if I feel like I'm bringing something to them they haven't heard in some way, form, or fashion somewhere else, right? If I can normally see that, and I can normally tell that's what they're getting. And that's always sort of satisfying. But, I mean, it's been the last time I did public speaking was probably in 2015. So okay. That's sort of a dull subject for me right now. I don't really remember the various idiosyncrasies of what worked and what didn't.
What?
But I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. Now I want to stop you here because it takes a little while for you to get out here and describe how to find you. So, how do we find Rick Ector?
I am legallyarmedindetroit.com, DetroitCCW.com. I can be found on some of your most popular social networking sites until I get banned. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, over 2,000 videos on YouTube. And, of course, I am Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
When we get back, more on how to pick up the mantle and sling the truth with On Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC announced on Thursday that fully vaccinated people can forego masks outdoors and indoors in most cases. The agency is still recommending people wear masks in crowded indoor areas such as planes, buses, and hospitals. Reacting to that news, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
It's about time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it. Look, when it comes to mask, I've never understood the extreme on either side. I've never been one of those people who said, never wear a mask. I would wear a mask on an airplane when I went to a grocery store, particularly when the pandemic was raging. But
President Biden says he does not think the Russian government was involved in the Colonial Pipeline hack. This comes as the pipeline is back up and running after being shut down due to a cyber attack. USA Radio News. As President Biden meets on Thursday with more Republicans to discuss his massive infrastructure plan, the president met with Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, on Wednesday. After meeting at the White House with Biden, Senator McConnell says,
We're not interested in reopening the 2017 tax bill. We both made that clear to the president. That's our red line. We believe that in February of 2020, we had the best economy we've had in 50 years. We believe that was a major reason for it. And so, from my perspective, this discussion about the way forward on infrastructure will not include revisiting the 2017 tax bill.
Target is cutting off trading card sales in all of its stores after a violent fight broke out in a parking lot last week. Four men were arrested on battery, strangulation, and disorderly conduct charges in the Milwaukee area following a fight over cards. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Rick Ector from Planet Rick. We're talking about public speaking, which for those of you that get out there and decide that you want to be an advocate for anything, Second Amendment, anything that is near and dear to you, this is something you're going to have to look at and possibly take up. What would be your next things to think about for somebody that is wanting to embark on a public speaking tour, so to speak? You still got Rick? Hey, there he is.
Yeah, I'm here. Hopefully we didn't get lost. But yeah, you know, having the desire to do it, and I understand that this is like the number one fear that a lot of people have, you have to make your mind up that this is something that you want to accomplish, right? And part of doing that is actually, one, mastering your subject matter and making sure you actually understand all the issues associated with your topic. And then, too, man, there is a certain craft, if you will, to public speaking, and especially if you're incorporating some of the hotter elements in the art of speaking, you know, where you have a pretty good idea of storytelling. You know, I think storytelling is one of those things that we are, as humans, we're programmed to really understand, because one of the great things that you notice about us when we start off as children, man, is probably the most important or most fun part of class is when we all gather around the teacher and they pull out that big picture book and tell us a story, right?
Right.
Well, there's elements to stories, right? And there is the message or the moral of the fable that comes across. And if you're doing a decent job of being a public speaker, you're incorporating that message into your talk with your audience. You want to make sure that you're matching your subject matter to who you're talking about. Can you imagine me being a gun rights advocate with all of this experience and speaking about guns and engaging in pro-gun activities, and I'm speaking to a mismatched group who is usually talking about scrapbooking, right? There's a total mismatch with the message and the audience. But I think one of the things that will lend itself very well to public speaking is making sure that you're passionate about this topic, you're a thought leader in that area of expertise, and that you are a master of your craft. And I'll tell you what, one thing that will help set the tone would be a great introduction from the MC. What are some things that you should communicate by way of your MC who's doing your introduction to get the audience fired up to hear your message?
So let's say I'm your MC, and yeah, you're here to talk about universal background checks.
Right.
So the way I would introduce you, I would say, ladies and gentlemen, next up, this guy's a friend of mine, and he's going to describe to you something which is a long-form spelling of gun registration. This is an assault on your ability to own private property and then do with it as you see fit. And he's here to describe to you exactly what it is, how it works, and why you need to fight it. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us again from Detroit, Michigan, it is Rick Ector.
Man, that was awesome. Now you have everyone hanging on my first words that I utter, because you properly set the tone as to who I am, what my credentials are, and that they have an idea as to what I'm talking about. And if the meeting planner did a good job, my presentation is going to match up with whatever that organization is all about. And, of course, your public speaking, you know, there are some things you need to, you know, make sure that you have ironed out. You know, if you're going to give a presentation, man, of course, your speech, your vocabulary, things you can't teach, the things that you should constantly be working on. And you should most assuredly look the part, right? You're coming to communicate and to influence. How you look will definitely affect how well you are perceived by your audience. In terms of getting people to come out to the event, man, and to hear you speak, what are some ways to communicate that person of interest who's speaking is going to be on the Bill Frady Show? What are some ways to let people know that, hey, we have a guy you should listen to, and he's going to be on the show? How do you get the word out and influence people to actually listen in?
That really depends. Like, if you were going to be on a speaking tour right now, we would be promoting that at this moment and, you know, giving out times and places and when you would be there and that kind of thing. And it has to be, it's very, the best events are very well coordinated. They get the word out, they get a little local advertising. And, I mean, you don't have to spend any money. The best people out there know how to create a media event. They know how, right, to make one phone call to a media outlet and go, did you know that so-and-so is going to be out here talking about something that nobody else is talking about? And then the media shows up at that guy's place, and they want to, so-and-so is going to be here talking about what nobody else is talking about. Can you tell us about this, please? And you create the media event. So, I mean, that's sort of an artful, that's an artful undertaking. You have to know how to do it.
I'm glad that you mentioned that up, because a lot of times when you're engaged in an endeavor, right, you're thinking about, well, things such as, well, gee, do I even have a budget to promote my event or that the engagement in which I'm going to be promoting some activity that I'm involved with? Man, being able to create media coverage on command is an art in of itself.
But remember,
you and succinctly, basically distilled what needs to be done.
Just remember, when you like go to Fox News sometime today, and I'll be certain, I'm sure, if you look on the front page, there'll be a story about Kate Middleton bridges the gap between William and Harry. Because the media outlets are desperate for content.
Yeah.
So most of this stuff that is out there is a filler to fill in the gaps. When you build a log cabin, you're always sticking mud in there to fill in the gaps to where no air blows through. This is right. What this filler is. It's the mud between the logs. And when you get out there and actually present them with some legitimate politically tinged news, well, yes, and it may take two or three different tries, and you may have to get two or three different people to call it, but you can create the media event, which is, that's the way most of these political, I mean, look at how much political advertising Trump got on Twitter. He would have spent $2 billion getting all of that advertising he got on Twitter. He created media events.
And the way that they figured would be the most effective way to curtail and derail his agenda is to get him kicked off of Twitter, right? If you get so much free media attention, man, the heck with your message and trying to refute what you're talking about and to beat you in the field of debate and argument, why don't I just find a way to get you taken off the media altogether? And you know what? They managed to do that, and
That's temporary. We're coming up on the break. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick with Rick Hector.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We have been speaking to Rick Ector. We've been talking about what it takes to get up there. Get on that stage. Look out over a throng of people, 5 to 5,000, and connect with them. Where would you like to take it now, sir?
Oh, man, you know what? We've talked about the actual mechanics, really, of public speaking, trying to engage the audience. There's a wealth of information that's out there about the craft of speaking, whether we're talking about the actual content, we're talking about the mechanics of storytelling, varying your pitch and speed of your presentation to keep people involved, to keep them from yawning, handling Q&As, that's an art form in of itself. You know, you want to appropriately answer the question, and if you come across some hecklers or people who are trying to derail your presentation, you know how to handle them without coming across as being a bad guy. I mean, man, the field is vast. I just wanted to give a good overview of all the things that you need to keep in mind. But in terms of actually getting the word out, let me tell you, you're promoting your event, like you mentioned earlier, making it noteworthy to what's in the actual news and creating the angle such that you have a new take on it, man, that is priceless. Being able to take that to the network, to your local media, generate a story on command, and get yourself free news coverage. Let me tell you, with anyone out there, particularly in the gun rights community, we have a ton of pro-2A blogs and podcasts out there. Let me tell you, every day that they come out with a new edition of their show, they need content. People don't realize how difficult your job is, though, right? Like, you're watching the media every day trying to get your fingers on the pulse of what everyone wants to talk about, and it would be so great if you had this big, giant Rolodex of experts to just type in a subject, and then the name and the contact info comes up. You finding guests, I would imagine, would be like a interesting and at times challenging part of what you do.
Well, you want to find some. See, when I'm looking for a guest, I want them to be able to talk about something I don't know that much about. Like, okay. I'm not a pistol instructor. I don't teach people how to defend themselves with handguns. That's what you do. And that's why, you know, this Planet Rick exists, because you are an expert at your topic. And you have branched out beyond that into political activism and all these other things. And you've actually sort of sent a template that is sort of, it's hard for people to emulate. Because there's lots of people that are doing podcasts or YouTube channels or all this other stuff, but there may not be instructors, or vice versa. And you've gotten out there and you have done a great many things out there. So having you brings a very unique perspective to the show that I cannot duplicate. I could talk about it. I could look at an article you might write and read it word for word. But it's like you said, when you're talking about something, if it's something that's part of your life, that comes across a different way. So, you got to weigh these things.
Yeah. You know, and I'll tell you, man, you mentioned the human element and the face-to-face communication with regards to connecting to people. Let me tell you, going to events, conferences, you know, the NRA annual meeting was always a big deal, but we haven't had one of those in a while.
Yep.
You know, your state-level organizations, they have conferences that come up all the time. And you know what? I have gone outside of my comfort zone here in the great Wolverine state down to Florida and have been speaking and working with those guys down at Florida Carry, man, which just expands the amount of people that you can actively reach. And you know what? One of the great things with this outside of your local area has done there, you know, there are so many people who are actually going to come in town on their own dime to help me train women and help me promote the event. Now, you know what? Last year we had maybe, you know, something less than 10. You know what? We might double or even triple that this year around. So, man, let me tell you, you know, just being at the forefront of this training women en masse, man, is a great thing to see and to behold. But let me tell you, getting your story into blogs and podcasts, because if I was starting out brand new, that's exactly how I would get my foot in the door, as opposed to blowing a ton of money trying to pay your way into the public consciousness of letting people know who you are and what you do. Let me tell you, if you have a bunch of friends, that will definitely pay dividends.
Right.
Social media right now, man, I don't think that I'm really high on social media now, for the simple fact that if the powers that be in the media companies don't like the message, they can pretty much just silence you and just take you off their networks and just leave you in the wilderness without any way to connect with you.
Well, it comes in quite handy having your own platform.
Yeah, and so when I talk to people like you, I mean, I love the huge platform that you have and the people that you reach. But, you know, the thing that I've always tried to drop hints, man, is that if some kind of way, some person or some organization or some network wanted to take you off the air, would you, like, fail to exist, or would you be able to still reach out and affect change in the real world?
Ask me this question again. Tell me this again.
Like, if for some reason you couldn't do the Bill Frady show, man, would you still have a way of connecting to the people who are familiar with you and have heard you and still want to follow you, even though some heartless corporation that doesn't believe in the First Amendment wanted to silence?
Probably not. Probably not, but see, the problem is I do have the platform, and, you know, I've cultivated it and worked it and finessed it, and so to that end, I sort of jealously guard it the best I can, and, I mean, there's certain rules I have to operate within that, you know, the FCC rules that I have to operate within that keeps everybody happy with Genesis Communications, and I do that. And it's a very small price to pay. for the access to the platform. But, I mean, if you don't have that kind of thing, then you need to, you know, find somebody that does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few of us out here. There's plenty of us out here. I mean, there's all manner. And, I mean, like with the radio platform, we're about to run out of time, by the way. I tell you what, we'll do this. We'll finish this another time. Let's take this time to tell people how to find Rick Ector.
I am Rick Ector, RickEctor. I am legally armed in Detroit.com, DetroitCCW.com. My platform, DetroitCCW, is on most of the popular social media channels, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, 2,000 and counting plus videos on YouTube, and always here every Wednesday evening, 5 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, Planet Rick on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. It is a pleasure, and I look forward to talking with you next week, sir.
No telling what we'll talk about. Rick truly is a Renaissance man when it comes to that stuff. He talks about stuff that nobody else is talking about. That's why he has his own planet. Anyway, thank you very much for... Yes, sir, thank you. Hour number three is inbound, and coming up next is going to be 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Joe is trying to create his own little media presentation on YouTube, and he needs to get subscribers. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.